Mishnah Perek Hei, Mishnah Tezayin, the 16th Mishnah. So it says, Kol Ava, all love, she tluya bedava, that is dependent on a matter. Right? Bottle dava, when that matter is nullified, Betela Ava, the love is nullified. V'sha'ena tluya bedava, and if it's not dependent on a matter, Einu Betela La'olam, it's not nullified ever. Ezohi Ava Hatluya Bedava. What is Ava that's dependent on a matter? Zu Ava Amnon Vatama. This is a love of Amnon, one of David's sons, Vatama. And the incident that he seduced her, whatever, and after that action, he hated her. Vishaina Tluya Bedava. It's not dependent on the matter. Zu Avas David Vyonatan. This is the love of David and Yonatan. David, you know, David Melech Yisrael, Yonatan was the son of Shaul. And even though we're going to see his love for David, right, could cause him not to inherit the throne of his father, I would cause him a loss, he still had that love for David and the admiration for him and whatever. So we're going to learn this now in Rabbeinu Yonah. So very simply speaking, it means if your love is dependent on something apart from the person himself, right, dependent on something else, then when that thing disappears, your love disappears. If your love isn't dependent, it's dependent on the person, the intrinsic person, not on an aspect of the person or what you can gain from the person, not as a person as an object, as a person as something that you relate to, that love will remain. That's basically the Mishnah. Okay? So, obviously you're seeing very interesting here. He was talking about the love of a woman for the sake of the beauty of the woman. And you see the love of a man for another man, right? You know? We're talking about a love which isn't dependent on any physical attributes. We're talking about something which is dependent on something internal, something more pnimi, something deeper. So that's a very important thing to understand love. Here's Rabbeinu Yonah now. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, Kol Ava Shitluya Bedava, right? So he says, She'ena Tluya Bedava. Ha'ava She'ena Hefsik. This is love that doesn't have any Hefsik. It doesn't have any stop. That means it continues. It continues. Afapi shishayer hadam shegielo ktsat hezek. Even though a person will measure that he'll get from this love, there'll be a little bit of damage, v'kalon, and embarrassment. Dugmat David v'Yonatan. For example, the love of David v'Yonatan, which the Mishnah gives. Shafapi shayer ruila amod b'mokam aviv. Even though Yonatan should have stood in front instead of his father when Shaul was king, and Yonatan was supposed to get that kingship from his father. But David haya atid, and David in the future is going to lahasir oto me'amalchut, remove Yonatan from that possible position of becoming king. Im kol zeh, even because of this, hayta avato imo, he was still in love with him. Bekesha amit, very strongly. V'zeh shekot of David melech alav shalom, behespedo al yeshu Yonatan, when he was maspid Yonatan. Nifleita avatechali. It was very wondrous, your ava to me. It was beyond regular love. Me'avat nashim, more than the love of women. Kloma, mehechin yedati shnifla avatechali. From where I know that your love was so great, was so niflatu, me'ava shel nashim, then the love of women. Kishahaya Mishana Etzel Sha'ol, when he would change by Sha'ol the words, by Yomrim Anashim, he killed Sha'ol Ba'alafav, Sha'ol killed thousands, and David tens of thousands. The Sha'ol was jealous, Nitkane, Kanoda, Amnam. Yonatan lo dai, wasn't sufficient, Shlo Nitkane, he didn't have any jealousy from David HaMelech, to take over his role. Ela adraba, he tzilo miyad aviv, he saved him from his father's hands. V'zeh mitzad ki ava avo v'lo ava teguf. It was his love of him and not love of anything physical. There was no physical, he wasn't giving him anything, there wasn't any, right? V'zeh shkot v'nefesh, Yonason nikshar b'nefesh David. The soul of Yonason was connected with the soul of David. Omnam avat Amnon v'tama, the love of Amnon v'tama, humavua, it's understood, v'ein lari, I don't need to explain that, because that was avat aguf. Now explain. Explain a bit more now here. To understand it in a deeper level, David HaMelech represents Malchus in Klal Yisrael. Shaul HaMelech wasn't really Malchus. He was the beginning of Malchus. He was Bechinas Binyamin, right? He was Korob LaMalchus. The Kesha between Yonason and David was the Kesha of when a person feels the other person's is a full expression of him. When you see another person and you can speak to them and you can understand them and you can understand their depth, and your depth gets expressed in another person, or there's an understanding or complete understanding, a complete connection, that's Ava Sheinet Tluyim Dova. Ava of a woman can be that, but it can also be like the Ava of Amnon Vatama. It can be Ava Zaguf. Says the Chazon Ish in Emunah B'Tochen, sometimes this maisa between a man and a woman, this action between a man and a woman, can also, just as it can bring ava, it can also bring sina, it can also bring hatred. What is it? The explanation of that? Very simply, when a person connects, the lashon for connection is always vayada et chavat ishto. It's a question of das, to know someone. Knowledge of someone should really be an internal knowledge, a knowledge of the person, an understanding of the person. There's a Rambam earlier, the Rambam in the first Perek. He explains a lot of different forms of ava, different forms of love. There he explains the love, right, of bitochen. He says it's in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Vav. Yeah, speaking about Chaveto, Kanelecha Chave. And they're speaking about Ava. Omnam, Ohev HaBitochen, someone who loves, Bitochen means trust, right? To be Betach, to be better means to be assured of a person.
Who loves his own trust?
No, we'll see. Hu Shiye LaAdam Ohev Tiftach Navsho, someone who he completely entrusts in them. Tiftach Navsho. I mean, he entrusts himself in the person. Lo yishameh mimenu, he won't hide himself. Lo b'maisa, not in action. V'lo b'dibu, and not in words. V'yodiyuhu, kol inyanav, he will tell him all what's happening with him. Hatov mehem, that which is good. V'amaguna, and that which is bad. About himself. Mibilti shira mimenu, without being fearful from him. Sheyasiguhu b'chol zeh chisaron, that he will think about him any lacks. Lo etzlo v'lo zulato, not by him and not by anyone else. Ki kshiyegia l'adam bitachon be'ish zeh, when a person has such trust in such a person, hashu yimatzeh menucha gdola, b'zeh hashu, in this measure, he'll find a great peace. Bidvarav, uba'avato harbe, and there'll be a lot of love. What it means there's a certain acceptance. When a person is so can entrust himself with someone else, that he can speak himself out so completely, and so then there'll be a tremendous ava for that person. There's avat ha-ma'ala. There's avat ha-ma'ala. Then a person, right, sees the ma'ala of another person, sees the person as such a tremendous person. That's a respect. Those two things are very important in love. Love has to be when you see and you respect the person intrinsically, but also that you see the human part of him, and you see his flaws, and you still care for him in a deep way. You don't see the likes as likes. You see them even if you see them as likes, but you're accepting the person as a whole. And that acceptance brings a person great menucha. So there's two aspects, the avas ha-ma'ala, which is in a certain sense respect, and the avas ha-bitachon. With David and Yonason, it was ava of ma'ala and also ava of bitachon. It was both those things. Right? Now, when a person doesn't have anything pnimi with another person, it's just avas aguf. It's a physical lust. Like a person likes an ice cream. No different. So, when that happens, especially with this action that the Chazon Hashem speaks about, a person feels empty. Because the action is supposed to be a hashlama. The physical action is supposed to be a completion of an internal action. When the physical action is physical for the sake, and the person feels at the time of the action a closeness, but it's really dimyoni, it's really imaginative, it's not real, because in that action there is some level of opening and acceptance of the other person, and therefore the person feels that in an emotional level, even though it's not true, because the person doesn't really know the other person. Then, when the action's finished, the person feels empty. He feels there was no real connection. And that emptiness and disappointment, right, from what he thought he had, which was only then mitbarer, clarified to be dimyoni, brings the person to a level of sina, a level of not feeling good about himself, and therefore the person who made him feel that way. Yeah. And also the people feel used like an object, not as a person, because a person, not, that wasn't the purpose of that action. The purpose of that action was to be mashlim, a deep relationship, or to help deepen a relationship even deeper. The physical act, you see, animals don't have these feelings of hatred after. The Chazon Hashem is speaking about people. Animals don't have a problem. If a person lives on the level of an animal, he's not going to have this problem. He's just going to have more and more desires. And, you know, no one feels bad about the chocolate he eats. But if a person's looking for more, then it'll bring sinner. It'll bring a disrespect and a it'll bring some level of dislike to the other person after the action. It depends again, if the person is just a piece of chocolate, no one hates a piece of chocolate, right? Adarabha, you know, you can have some more until you get fed up with it, and you look for a different taste. That's an unfortunate situation in the world, right? The people, that's all they're looking for sometimes. But if the person's looking for something deeper, which generally speaking, women, generally speaking, are looking for more than men, although, you know, in our generation, I don't know if that's any more true. So, but then it can cause a problem. Then it can cause a problem. And if a person's not looking for something deeper, they're anyway in a big problem anyway. They became very animalistic. Yeah, they became very animalistic. They won't be able to have a proper relationship, a proper marriage. Because, look, no one has to explain that to you, but everyone gets older and desires for the opposite sex, right? Especially when your wife gets a little older, is less. And so that's why you find in the world all these situations of people, you know. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it. It's like, you know, it's, why should we talk about these things? And you can understand also, we spoke this about the last time, that the taiva of nashim brings on taivas for male or even animals, like the Ramban says, we spoke about. And nowadays you have like other things that it could bring on a desire for, drugs, because people get fed up with that. That's not stimulating enough. You will find, you know, chocolate's only one form of thing, right? But you have all different types of chocolate. Chocolates with nuts, chocolates with wafers, chocolates with caramel, chocolates with this. I don't know how many times, but every time they're trying to make a new type of taste. Because what's interesting about desires is that if I give you the same taste all the time, right? Everyone likes schnitzel in the yeshiva, right? But if Ricky was to make schnitzel every single day, 5 days a week, right? Right, with chips, right? With all the things, right? But you wouldn't like schnitzel. Schnitzel wouldn't be tasty to you. It wouldn't be tasty to you. It's like eating, if someone gave you a tub of ice cream, you know, even the best tub, was it? Hagen Dazs, or whatever the other guy said was good, right? Apparently you can get Chalav Yisrael in certain places, right? So, he gave you a whole tub of it to eat the whole day. Even if it's your favorite flavor, you wouldn't be able to look at it. That's what desires are. If it's a physical thing, you're going to get fed up with it. Let me explain the concept. The Gros says, and this is explained, La'yudim ha'ita or v'simcha sasa v'ikas. Megillah, Pasuk in Megillah. So Jews with a simcha sasa v'ikas. So Gros asks, what's the difference between sasa and simcha? Simcha, joy, right? There's a lot of definitions. We're going to use this aspect of simcha. Joy comes when a person feels he's coming close to something that he wants, right? The feeling of close, getting closer, brings a person joy. When he gets that thing, that's considered sasan. That's how the Gros explains it. Now, when a person is going after something which is physical, since that which is physical is finite, the simcha that it generates is finite, and so to the sasam. We can all think about, I'm going down the road to the ice cream parlor, right? And I'll buy myself an ice cream. And you're hungry, you're looking forward to it, you have a desire, and you're going to satiate that desire. There's a certain joy that you're going on the road to get that ice cream, right? Mm-hmm. Or buying something. A person wants to buy, he's putting money away to buy something. Every week he's putting money away. After 2-3 months, he's going to have the thing, right? There's a certain joy that you can put the money away. He's getting closer to it, right? Nowadays you just go and buy and you pay on your credit card. So you don't need to save up for it. But once upon a time, you have to save up for things, right? You with me? So that is a simcha. Then he got it. There's a tremendous joy. He plays around with it. One day, 2 days, he eats the ice cream, right? He satiates himself. It's finished. It doesn't take long before it's finished. Because the thing that he's going for is finite, the simcha is finite. Whereas, think about relationships that you have. You work and develop a relationship with someone. We're not talking about you want to eat them, right? We're talking about you want to really develop a relationship with them. You have a relationship with them. When you develop that relationship, when you're getting closer towards developing that relationship, there's a tremendous joy. You're feeling you're developing, that relationship's developing, right? And then when you finally get to the stage where you say, yeah, this is a good friend of mine, there's a certain peacefulness that we said. And there's no hefsek to that. There's no stopping of that. It doesn't fade away unless you lose that relationship. Every time you think about that person or you're there, you feel that goodness, you feel that joy, or you feel that satiation of that relationship, or you have those friends. Because that's something not physical. Therefore, the joy from something which is not physical, which is spiritual, doesn't have bounds. It won't end. The love of a parent to a child ends. They don't always get joy from the child. They invested in him. They worked in him. They even if the child's not exactly as they are, what? But they saw that child grow up in front of them. If they don't get what they want in that child, you know, not close to what they want to get, then there's a tremendous disappointment. It's a tremendous disappointment. It's a tremendous pain for a parent if a child does something which is completely the opposite from what they think is right. It's very hurtful to a parent. It's a tremendous pain. Right? So, you see that the physical things, the joy is has a hefsek. It's the same thing with ahava. You normally love things you enjoy. That's right? Because you normally love yourself. When you give to someone else, in a certain sense, you're seeing that person as a reflection of self. You don't see them as another person. That's why the Yerushalmi says that, it's Yerushalmi that says that, that when one person, you know, if a person is giving a marshal of Vaftarech and Kamok, you love your neighbor as yourself. If you know, one arm like hurts one other arm, the other arm doesn't get for vengeance and hurt it back, it's the same arm. When you love someone, there's a projection of yourself in that person. You see that person with you as somehow one. Giving to them is, in a sense, giving to yourself. That's a very high level of ahava. And that only comes, right, when there's a depth of understanding. When you connect to a person, that's why it says, by man and Adam and Chava, their new basa echa became one flesh, they became one. When you become one flesh, it doesn't mean only physically, it means one flesh, that you know a person so well, that you and him are one, you're full in understanding a person, you connect to them, then there's a tremendous ahava. As we were saying, that's the ahavas menucha. Clear? So there's an interesting Rashi in Brachos. But Rashi, if I remember, says, Gemilat Chasadim, right? He's talking about Gemilat Chasadim, saying, how we normally think that if you give to a person, through Tesla, giving to a person, it means, what does it mean? It means you see yourself, this is an umay, right? When he makes a piece of art, loves that piece of art, right? Or a mother who brings up a child because he gives to the child, right? Loves the child, right? Because of the giving, they see themselves in the child. That's what we explained beforehand. There's another concept of ahava. That when you give something to a person, he sees that you love them. And by seeing that he loves them, that someone else loves you and cares for you, validei ahava, he comes to love you. Ahava is not only that the giving produces ahava. The giving is showing that the person actually cares for you. When you see that a person cares for you, there's a different concept. Kamayim panim el panim ken leiv adam le adam. The other person also, in retrospect, will re-care for you. That's a very important thing. People sometimes think, yeah, I'm going to give to the person, Sometimes, and the Chazon Ish also speaks about this, without doing anything to another person, you can make that person feel an ahava or a sinner for you. If in your heart you earnestly care for another person, that person will feel your ahava. He said that a person has midot chadot, he has very sharp midas. If you can implant in a person who's in the presence ahava or chas v'shalom lehefach sinner. But that's the concept of kamayim panim al panim.
Where is the source for that?
Yeah, I can plant. If you hate someone, even if you speak nicely to him, he's going to feel you dislike him. Especially if a person's sensitive. And if a person's sensitive, he is sharp in his... Sharp means that you pick up on things. If you're very sensitive towards people, then you can show dislike to people very easily. And you show care for people very easily.
Yeah, It shows through,
yeah. And you feel it. You feel if a person likes you, doesn't like you. Without him saying a word, even speaking nicely, even politely, you feel a dislike or a like. Tosfos in Pesachim explains as follows. Tosfos says, so the Gemara is asking, there's a special mitzvah of being helping a person to lift up something that fell from his donkey, right? So, and it says you should help a person who you hate. You're not allowed to hate a person. So what hatred are we speaking about? So Tosfos, the Gemara explains, you're speaking about someone who you saw him do something wrong, right? And you know he didn't do tshuva. So Tosfos explains, why, so if that's the case, if you're allowed to hate him, why there's a mitzvah to lakayef et yitzro, to go against his yitzro, and you're allowed to hate him. He did something wrong, you know he didn't do tshuva, right? So he says, obviously a person who knows this thing is wrong, talking about not, you know, someone who doesn't know about Yiddish guy, talking about someone who knows it's wrong, and it's clear that it's wrong. And he did it and he didn't do tshuva. So Tosfos says, because you hate him, he's going to hate you. And that causes your hate to be even stronger. And that level of hatred you're not supposed to have. You're not allowed to have a strong hatred for the person. So therefore you have a mitzvah, l'kayef his yitzro, to conquer his yitzhara and not to hate him. So the Torah told you, go help him out. So not to hate him so much. So you see from that, Tosfos, you have the ability from your thinking to cause the other person to hate you. And he, for hating you, will cause you to hate him even more. It's a generating of dislike. You understand? So that's what that person does without even speaking. The person doesn't even know that you saw him doing Avera. But you have that feeling for him. That will cause him to feel that way about you. Chazanish says, like I said, the Chazanish says you have sharp midas just by looking at a person, seeing him, you can cause that. But anyone, Tosfos is speaking about everyone. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Issurei Bia, he speaks about the love for Torah like the love of a woman. You can only have two things in your head, or Torah or other things. So, and he explains that the love of Torah is like the love of a woman. So if that's the case, the love of Torah also has to be a love that's kayam. That means a person loves Torah because of something that's dependent, something that he can get from it, some gain that he can have, to be called a rabbi, to get honor, to anything which is not just for the Torah itself, not for understanding God's ways, because Torah means to understand His ways. The love of the Torah is like a love of a woman. So if learning Torah for him means to get a depth of understanding of God's ways, that's a love that's not clear b'dava. But if it has any other aspects, that he wants covet for it, he wants acceptance, anything he wants, I don't know what he wants, right? I can't think of things he wants, right? Wants people to stand up for him, I don't know what he wants, right? But anything else that he wants, that's Abba Klibadav, his Abba is not going to remain. So when we're learning Torah, this also has to be attitude. Attitude to learning Torah means that we want to know God's ways. And we want to know these ways in order to come close to Him. But we want to know in an academic way. Don't we want to know and have a chidushim for the sake of chidushim and be able to say chidushim? Of course we want to say chidushim. But chidushim is because we now have a new understanding of God and that brings us closer. Right? Just as when you have a relationship with another person, you have a deeper understanding of the person, you feel closer. So too with Torah. You have a deeper understanding of the Torah, you have a closer relationship with your Creator. You with it?